Welcome into the In the Money podcast for KeenelandSelect.com for Saturday, June the 6th at Belmont Park. We've got to take a look at the late pick four, which includes a couple of graded stakes races. The late pick five starts with the Westchester, and point of honor could be a, or code of honor could be a single potentially in there if you want to play the pick five and consider taking a free space there. But we're going to look at the late pick four, Jim. Tom Leach, along with Jim Goodman, Keeneland's Director of Wagering Development. And the eighth race is the Grade 3 Intercontinental, 7 furlongs, so a one-turn turf sprint, but a little longer than a typical turf sprint. And it's fillies and mares 4 and up. And you got, I think, 4 Chad Browns in here. Where did you land?
On the 4 Chad Browns. So I, newspaper of record is probably the best filly in here. But she hadn't been out since July of 19, had some issues, even had some issues when she was running. She has to go to lead or she can't win. I'm assuming that she's been training well up to this. It looks like a good steady bunch of works, and it's a good place for her to come back in a grade three, which is, you know, she's a grade one stakes winner. So she's going to be the favorite, but I think the other Chad Browns all have redeeming factors in here, including Viadera, first time North America for Chad Brown. That he's a 20% trainer on that angle, and the horse comes out of a race in Ireland where she earned a 100 time form rating. So she's going to be right there in the high 80s, low 90s buyer wise. Newspaper record, as I mentioned, Regal Glory, a 7 horse, comes out of QE2 in Keeneland last year, went off at 8-1, didn't really threaten, but was in good position throughout, got a rest this winter. She's got a shot coming back. And then the outside horse, Significant Form, coming out of the Matriarch at Del Mar. So all the horses are coming off a layoff, which isn't unusual for turf horses this time of year. But Chad Brown gets them ready. And I think you can do worse than stick with 4 horses named for trained by Chad Brown in the first leg of the pick four.
Yeah, same here. I'm thinking the same way. My win pick's going to be Viadera. You get a little bit of a price, 6-1. Rosario has been a little cold to start the meetup in New York, but it's first time U.S. for Chad Brown and Judmont. So I think these are strong, strong connections, and might catch a little bit more of a price rather than versus the ones that have a little more name recognition here in the U.S. After that, I had Significant Form 2nd, Newspaper of Record 3rd, and Regal Glory 4th. If Newspaper Record bounces back to her best form, then yeah, I'm like you. She probably is the one to beat. But maybe she was just a 2-year-old phenom and isn't going to be quite as good as we thought. And so I'm going to go against her for the win and use all 4 of them when we get to the pick 4. 9th race, really nice race, the Grade 1 Carter for 3-year-olds and up, going 7 furlongs. And I like Vekoma in here. I really like that last race. Lifetime best buyer figure in the first start off a long layoff since last year's Derby. 1-for-1 at Belmont Park and did that first time out. And you get Castellano back on. He's won on the horse before in the Toyota Bluegrass Stakes at Keeneland. And Javier was ice cold in the Churchill meet, but has gotten back to his form since getting back to his home base at Belmont Park. So I think Castellano in the saddle is a good thing for Vekoma versus what it was with Javier in those first couple of weeks at Churchill. Nitrous is a price that intrigued me in here. He ran really well, almost won a grade one in his only start at one turn at Belmont. And I thought that first race off the layoff was a really good bunch, and he ran well and ought to really improve off that. And if he does, I think he can be right there. Mind Control, Firenze Fire loves Belmont Park, now in a new barn from Jason Service over to Kelly Breen. The 2 Performer, got to do it against 4-year-olds and up now, but looked like a really promising 3-year-old for Shug. And for him to put this one in this spot says suggests confidence. And then Network Effect for Chad Brown, I think you got to take a look at too. So it's hard to narrow down here. I ended up on Vekoma. How about you?
It's hard for me to narrow down too. And exactly the same horses. We don't talk about this beforehand, but I've got the same. I think you mentioned 6 horses, and that's how many I've got in the pick 4. I thought I was sneaking something in on you with Network Effect at an 8-1 morning line, but you picked up on that last race as well. Just a perfect prep for this at the 7 furlong distance. He's 2-for-2 at 7 furlongs. So that's he broke his maiden at 7 furlongs. That's very hard to do at Saratoga. So I think he's a quality horse, and 8-1 is a bargain. But you got Performer, Forense Fire, Mind Control. And from a personal standpoint, I'm from Vekoma, simply because he won the Bluegrass last year, and then didn't fire in the Derby, was off until March of this year, came back with a really nice prep race. If he repeats that 102 buyer, he's going to be tough to handle in here. If he wins this grade one, that helps us get the Bluegrass back to where it should be, a grade one status. So when a winner of the Bluegrass comes back and wins a subsequent grade one, it helps us a great deal. So I'm pulling for Vekoma. He would be my win pick in here, but Forense Fire looks very, very tough at Belmont.
Jim, we'll move to the 10th race now to finish out this pick four. It's a first-level allowance race, but restricted to New York breds at 6.5 furlongs. Where did you land in here?
I did narrow this one down. Obviously, the first two we talked about, we didn't have a strong opinion on. Tale of the Union is going to be tough to handle here for Bob Baffert. Coming off a tightener at Santa Anita on May 15th, broke his maiden with a 91 buyer back in August last year, and then it's been off, but he's been working great out at Santa Anita after that, when they had a bullet work 59-2 on May 25th. They shipped him across country. His numbers kind of tower over all these horses. The only other horse, I'm going to use two horses in here. I'm going to take Taylor Union for the win. I'm also going to use the Chad Brown horse, Financial Stability, for a piece here, and if you can beat the four horse, you can really make this pick four pay something. And I'm thinking that this horse has caught a sloppy track the last two times out at Aqueduct and didn't really handle it very well. But if you go back to his second race of his life at Saratoga, he threw out an 87 buyer, breaking his maiden. You beat some nice horses at Saratoga on August 30th, so 87 buyer. Then he ran well the next couple times at Belmont and Aqueduct. Then he got the sloppy track, went off at 4-5 last time out, and didn't fire. He catches a dry track on Saturday at 6.5. I think it sets up very well for him. So I think Ortiz gets him back. Ortiz has a first, a second, two thirds on him. So I think Financial Stability's got a big shot at 5-1 here. Taylor Union is going to be the favorite, but sometimes those West Coast shippers don't always fire at Belmont. Different kind of track. So I'm going to go 4-12 here. Probably wouldn't bet Taylor Union at 8-5. Might bet Financial Stability if he goes off at 5-1, however.
I took Taylor of the Union also. We're going to have, I think, a very similar looking pick four ticket. I like Baffert and Johnny V. And 12 was the other one. It's Chad Brown and Clarovich Stables, one of his main clients. So I thought those two would be plenty for the pick four, especially since I'm going to go deeper in other races. So let's go to the 11th race. We'll see how we stack up here. It's a mile on the turf for maidens, three-year-olds, and up. And I went four deep in here. Took the Chad Brown on top, Lonesome Fugitive. But I like Voodoo Zip for Danny Gargan. I thought this horse has kept really good company and didn't put him very far behind the six. Red Storm Rising I'm going to use for Graham Motion at a little bit of a price. This horse was favored first time out against a really good field up at Woodbine. The horse that won the race came back and won a grade one. And then the 13, Johnny Pump, mainly just because it's Chad Brown for one of his main clients and Peter Brandt, first-time starter. But Castellanos, I said earlier, is riding better up at Belmont. And this horse, certainly, if it was anybody other than Chad Brown, I probably would not do this. But I got to throw him in there too. So I'm going to go four deep in my pick four, but a slight nod to the six, Lonesome Fugitive, for the win. How about you?
I took Voodoo Zip, the second horse you mentioned. I like Danny Gargan. He does well in New York. He's 34% for the year 2020, and he had a lot of horses down in Gulfstream. This horse actually ran at Gulfstream and barely missed against some probably decent horses. Ran in February, came back in April, had an 80 and a 79 buyer. Got four races under his belt to only one for Lonesome Fugitive. So I'm going to take Voodoo Zip here for the win. Going to use Lonesome Fugitive just because of Chad Brown. I'm also going to use a horse that you didn't mention, amazingly. George Weaver has a first-time starter here named Red Flag Alert for Manny Franco. And George Weaver is 23% first-time starters out of 39 races. So he's got a big shot with this one. some steady works, not much competition with his works, but George gets him ready. He's 25% trainer, great turf trainer, and I'm going to put this horse in there hoping to get a price over the two favorites, the 6 and 7. So I'm going to use Red Flag Alert, the 9 horse, in my pick 4 as well.
So what's your pick 4 ticket look like?
All right, pick 4 ticket is a $72 ticket using 4 horses in the first leg, all 4 Chad Browns. Viadera, Newspaper of Record, the 7 Regal Glory, and the 12 Significant Form. And the second race, that I'm really going deep in the Carter Handicap. I don't think you can go narrow in there and have a shot. Firenze Fire, the 1, Performer, the 2, Nitrous, the 4, Network Effect, the 5, Mind Control, the 10, and Vekoma, the 11, with Vekoma being the top pick. The allowance race, it's 6.5 furlongs, going to stick with Tail of the Union, 4, and 12, Financial Stability, only 2 deep there. And finishing it up with my 3 horses, Lonesome Fugitives, the 6, Voodoo Zip, the 7, and Red Flag Alert, the 9. So my pick 4 ticket is 1, 5, 7, 12, with 1, 2, 4, 5, 10, 11, with 4, 12, with 6, 7, 9 for $72.
I went for an $80 ticket, and I had to leave out Network Effect to get it down there. So hope I don't live to regret that. I've got 1, 5, 7, 12 in the first leg, 1, 2, 4, 10, 11 in the second. I kind of think Vekoma is going to come through there for us. 4, 12 in the third leg, and then I'd like to catch that 13, maybe at a little bit of a price in the last leg, but 7, 10, 11, and 13. On the back end for an $80 ticket for me. So we could, we got a lot of overlapping numbers. We could certainly both hit it again, which we did 2 or 3 weeks ago. So hopefully that will happen on Saturday. You've got Churchill running. You've got the Santa Anita Derby card out west. You got 4 stakes on this card at Belmont Park. So it's a really nice Saturday of racing all around the country. One other quick note as we wrap this up. And as we're taping it, the governor has announced that historical racing facilities around the state are able to open starting on Monday. And since this came up kind of suddenly, don't know if all of them will open as of Monday, but if not, probably soon thereafter. So as far as Keeneland and the historical racing facility in Lexington at the Red Mile, also where simulcasting takes place, you can watch Keeneland's social media and the website for details on that and see if it opens on Monday or shortly thereafter, but hopefully Monday for all of the players, and that is true for around the state as well. So best of luck this weekend with your wagers wherever you are playing, and we'll be back next week for another edition of the End the Money Podcast for KeenelandSelect.com.